All right. Welcome back to this very special day. I'm Don Stewart. Richard's taking a break right now, and we're taking turns talking to you folks out there in Radio Land. And if you've just joined us, it's a very special day. It's a day of celebration. It's a day of loss for us, but a day of gain for heaven. Our pastor, Chuck Smith, went home to be with the Lord early this morning, and we are taking time today and tomorrow to celebrate his life. We're all kind of in a little bit of a surreal thing, and pardon my voice, I've been up since like 4 a.m. after getting the message and talking to people. So we're all kind of wiped out here, and we're all kind of walking around. It's kind of numb, but we know this. We know that our Redeemer lives, as Job said, and he will raise us up on the last day. And Chuck is in the position right now, face to face with his Redeemer, and he is receiving his reward. I'm sure there's a great receiving line there in heaven. People who have come to Christ that Chuck never met this side of heaven, who have gone before him, and now they're having a wonderful time together. And that is why, as 1 Thessalonians 4 says, we do not sorrow as those that have no hope. We sorrow, of course we sorrow, as they mourn for Stephen the martyr when he was stoned to death, Acts chapter 7, chapter 8, when they buried him. They did a great mourning because of their loss, and this is our loss. We, you know, it's incalculable, the loss we have. You can't replace it, Chuck. It's not possible to do, and we all know that. He's had such a larger-than-life figure, such a fabulous ministry to each and every one of us. And so we just, you know, we go on. We do the best we can, and again, trying to be faithful to the calling that God has given us. And so we've got some more calls coming in, like I said, from pastors. We've got some more pastors coming in here going to join us today. And we trust that today will be a day of reflection, of celebration, but also, too, for a lot of you out there, I hope it's a day of recommitment, recommitment to Christ, recommitment to the gospel, recommitment to what Chuck has taught us all these years. And so that is what we really are promoting, and that's why we're doing this today. All right, we've got on the phone one of my best friends, one of our favorite pastors here, Pastor Jack Abelin from, Morningstar Christian Fellowship there in Whittier. Pastor Jack, welcome.
Thank you, Don. So good to be on with you today and to talk with you a little bit about Pastor Chuck's influence in all of our lives and how we wouldn't be what we are today had it not been for his ministry.
Yeah, none of us, Jack. Give us your history with Chuck and where you first met him, where you first heard him, and how he's influenced your life.
I actually first met him being dragged down to a tent in Costa Mesa by some friends, and heard him in the tent those in years gone by, of course.
Sure.
And actually walked away from that for several years before I ended up going back when Calvary first began out there in a building, and spent quite a few years there under Chuck's ministry learning and listening. Eventually got asked to be on staff at Calvary Chapel in Downey as an associate pastor. Mm. Spent 7 years there, and then we've been here almost 30 years at Morningstar. And over the years I've obviously crossed paths with Chuck a lot. Spend a lot of time with him at pastors' conferences and listen to him, and I certainly have learned my style of ministry, I think, and the commitment in ministry from Pastor Chuck.
Now, Jack, 30 years it's been? You've been that long at Morningstar?
Yeah, it'll be 30 years here next year, so
I can't believe
30.
That. Wow.
I was 6 when I started, Ron. I think you were 4.
I was 4. Yeah, actually, I'm 2 years older than you, aren't I?
Yeah, let's not talk about.
We won't talk. I'm the elder here, so let's show some respect. Okay, we've gone through that before. Yeah, you know, Jack, we've talked with a number of people here today, and it's the same theme: the grace of God that Chuck taught us all. The fact that we're mourning, but we're also celebrating. Explain to the people out there who may not understand this: why, when you lose someone so near and dear to you, on the one hand you can mourn, but on the other hand you can celebrate.
Yeah, I lost my wife very young. She was 25. And I have a pastor on staff whose wife was the same age when she passed away. And we, of course, as a large church, are constantly dealing with the transition from this life to the eternal one. And for me, it's just an issue of an example in friendship. You know, we look to Chuck even today for direction, for wisdom, for encouragement. He continues to shine that same light that he has for years. And so we miss folks here because, you know, we rely on that fellowship, that togetherness, that strength, but yet at the same time knowing what awaits us. I think it was Paul who said, you know, I know to stay here is better for you, but to go would be far better for me.
Yep.
And so we're kind of stuck in that middle of the road, aren't we, where we long to be with the Lord, but yet we see the work that he's doing. We have people that we love. We want to reach and touch and at some point the Lord's decision is our work is finished. And I'm always thought at funerals and losing folks that we love as they go before us that I always want to give the Lord a list of people he should have taken. That's a long list for me.
Yeah, why is this person still here and this other one gone? We all wonder that, don't
God
we?
God knows, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Jack, you know, when we have a day like this, and, you know, this is a day that we'll all long remember where we were, when we heard the news, what our first thoughts are, what we're thinking right now. And again, a lot of us walking around still semi-numb because of everything, even though a lot of us knew it was coming. What advice do you give people out there who are really dealing with, and some people very, very difficultly today, as we know that Chuck's passing? What would you tell them?
Well, I think that, you know, death has a way of causing us to put the life back into perspective. You know, and for us, certainly as Christians, it's certainly important that we understand that this life is temporary.
Yeah.
You know, that we have today promised to us. We really don't even have tomorrow, do we?
No, not at all.
James said, don't run around making plans without considering the Lord's will. And so I think that when we lose someone that we care about, and certainly Pastor Chuck in such a great way, so many folks knowing him, so many of us affected by it, need to be reminded that you know, you run your race, and when you finish, God calls you home.
Mm.
And so that we need to focus our attention on the eternal things. And I know that for most of us, we get caught up in the day-to-day life, whether it's the price of gasoline or the politics we may or may not appreciate or whatever is going on in our lives. But when we lose someone, all of those things fall to the background, and the things of family and love and serving the Lord and being faithful to him make sense again and matter to us. And if nothing else, I think that, you know, may Pastor Chuck in going home encourage all of us again to put our minds back on the things of the Spirit and not be so moved by the things of the flesh or the temporal things, because, you know, Chuck's example to us was there's a lot going on, but the most important things that matter are the heart and the soul and the life. And he committed himself to reaching us and to sharing the gospel wherever he went. And for me, you know, it puts me back into, hey, let's get back to work and do what the Lord's called us to do.
Yeah, the time of waiting for the Lord's return is a time of working, and Chuck has taught us, you know, to keep on working every day. Work for the night is coming while it's still day, like Jesus said, we work, because when night comes, we'll no longer be able to work. And that night that will come for each of us, where we will no longer breathe a breath here on this planet, is unknown. We don't know when it will happen. So we live each day to the fullest as though it were our last, doing it for the Lord, for his honor and for his glory. And we just trust him to use us in the way he can. Jack, any last thoughts or encouragement you want to give the people out there on this day when there's so many different emotions all of us are going through? What from your heart would you like to say?
Well, I think I would like to say let's live a life that we don't regret when it's finished.
Amen.
You know, we finished recently on Sunday mornings going through the book of Ecclesiastes, and we spent literally months there with Solomon running down every little rabbit trail trying to find life apart from God. And I remember towards the end of the chapter 11 and 12 there, as Solomon, you know, came back, I guess, into focus the things that God had taught him as a young man. And he said, you know, I don't want to come to the end of my life and know that I've wasted it, you know.
Yeah.
My teeth won't work and my mind doesn't work as well. My hands shake and my legs won't hold me up. I want to come to the end of my life and say, hey, I lived it well and I didn't waste it. And I think, you know, Pastor Chuck's legacy for a half a century here and more, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was one of living your life well. So my encouragement, I guess, to those who are listening, Don, and to myself as well, is I want to make each day count.
Yeah.
I want to live it, not as if it's my last necessarily, but to give the priority to things that would matter if it was my last day, and to run the race well, to not finish until we cross that finish line, looking to Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jack Abelin. Love you, bro. I really, really appreciate you and your ministry. And hi to all the people out there. God bless you. And thank you for your words of wisdom on a day like this. Much loved and much appreciated.
Thank you for your time, Don. We'll be keeping you in prayer. And may the Lord bless you today as well.
Thank you. That's Pastor Jack Abelin, Morningstar Christian Fellowship in Whittier, California, who is, again, wonderful, as you can tell, if you already know, a wonderful, wonderful man of God, one of my favorite people out there. and some great thoughts. We don't want to live our life at the end of the day when we have to look back and have regrets. And today is the day we can start and make our life all new over again. I don't care how much you've wrecked it or ruined it to this day. That's fine. Start today. Let's turn around, go the right direction. In other words, don't live it up so much you have to live it down. And that's what the legacy of Chuck is, living a life consistently for the Lord, eye on the prize until the very end.
Today, the staff of K-Wave join you in mourning the loss of Chuck Smith. Chuck Smith and Calvary Chapel have played an important role in the evangelical movement. K-Wave is part of his vision, his gift to you. God used him in great ways, and his memory will be with us forever. Thank you for continuing to pray for his family and for those that are mourning his loss today. Chuck Smith is home.